Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and happy Thursday. A busy Thursday it is. Well, we've got the show of shows for you. We're not going to let you down. We've got some great guests. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break.
Joining us now is a key member of the House Oversight Committee and a freshman member of Congress representing the great people of Missouri. He's Congressman Eric Burleson, and he's here with us now. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Always good to see you, Amanda.
Sir, it's wonderful to see you. And speaking of seeing people, a fresh face before the Oversight Committee today, James Biden. I just wanted to get your first impressions of what he had to say, of his level of candor. Do you think that he was honest as much as he could be? How forthright was he?
Yeah, I think James Biden is trying to set distance himself from his brother. He's trying to he's clearly making statements that his brother had no involvement. We've heard that before. We've also have seen documentation and had testimony that Joe Biden was the brand, that he was the person being sold, that his last name was the very thing that got them in the door, that opened up the door. And then Joe Biden helped seal these deals by actually communicating with, getting on the phone with, or sometimes physically meeting with their clients. So to suggest that Joe Biden had no involvement is absurd on its face.
Interesting. Yeah, I heard from a few sources today on Capitol Hill that it seemed like James was trying to straddle the fence between what you just said, distancing himself from the scandal, from the problems pertaining to Joe Biden, while at the same time, to some degree, trying to protect him. Did it seem to you that he was trying to straddle that fence a little?
Yeah, I think he's trying to protect his brother. I think but Joe Biden has been their ATM for decades. They've used him and his reputation in order to open up these doors, create these business deals. And then in some cases, I truly think that when you look at some of the weird decision making that Joe Biden and his office have made over time, one can only surmise that it's because of the relationships that they've been creating in these, for example, the Ukraine item. Look, mm-hmm. Jim Biden can say all day long that his brother had no involvement, but when he's literally getting the investigator fired, who's investigating Burisma, who's paying his son millions of dollars, and some of that money somehow ends up flowing into his bank account, flowing through Jim Biden's bank accounts. There's too much evidence that outweighs their rhetoric.
Yeah, it certainly seems like that. Speaking of the Biden name carrying so much weight, I wanted to ask you about a statement that James said. He said, in every business venture in which I have been involved, I have relied on my own talent, judgment, skill, and personal relationships, and never my status as Joe Biden's brother. However, I did notice that Joe Biden, the very first qualification and attribute that he lists in his investor bio, is that he's the brother of Joe Biden. That doesn't seem to comport, does it?
Yeah, no, I think that he's leveraged his brother's relationships. And we've seen this happen in politics before. It's not unusual that family members in Washington, D.C. get lobbyist gigs or get some kind of, arrangement. But this, the level of that the Biden family has brought this to is unlike anything we've ever seen, where you literally have money wires being sent from these businesses where there's no business output. You know, Jim Biden, our questions really stem, what do you provide? What kind of services do you even, when AmeriCorps is paying you $600,000 and one of those payments, a $200,000 payment, you immediately turn over and transfer to your brother. What did you actually do for AmeriCorps? And at the end of the day, I think that it was, he was trying to sell his brother's access to other investments and through the Biden family name.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we've seen so many of these connections. I mean, you guys have investigated these connections and you have found money trails. You, as a former investment advisor, I know that you have cued in on a lot of the numbers because that's your expertise. I wanted to ask you about the informant that was used in the FBI-generated FD-1023, this Alexander Smirnov fellow who was arrested at the Las Vegas airport last week. I'm, of course, already hearing the rhetoric and the narrative that this is a fly in the ointment. It ruins the whole batch of allegations against Joe Biden. How do Republicans impress upon the American people that even if this source is shaky at best, even though they've been using him for 10 years and paid him lots and lots of money from the FBI, how do you impress upon the American people that that's only just one tiny aspect? Because after all, so much of this is spanning from David Weiss, who is has nothing to do with Alexander Smirnov.
Yeah, absolutely, Amanda. You're right. That we've been looking at the bank records, reading the suspicious activity reports from the banks. And that's where all of our investigation began, because bank records do not lie. You have on top of the bank records, you have testimony that's been provided by multiple associates of the Biden family, some of which are very damning about the activities that Joe Biden had in some of the business dealings. And then on top of that, you have the Hunter Biden laptop, which leaked a lot of the emails and communications back and forth between these individuals. And then what we had was we have people within the FBI that submitted the 1023. So it's just one of the pieces of testimony But what's so fascinating about that is that this, the many of the news stations that are reporting this, that this individual with the 1023, many of them, this is the first time they're reporting this event at all. They didn't talk about it until they were able to discredit it. And the but the truth is, the FBI did not think that this individual was an unreliable source. In fact, whenever we requested information about the 1023 document, initially Christopher Wray and the FBI refused to provide it to us because they were worried that it would compromise the informant. They were worried, and they claimed that the asset, the informant, this very person that they're throwing under the bus right now, they claimed it to be a highly credible asset and informant, and that they didn't want to lose that asset. So I don't know what's going on, but I just want the American people to know this, that we've got multiple perspectives of information on the same transactions, and a lot of it are the facts that cannot lie, and that's the bank records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if he's so discredited, the FBI sure used him for a long time and paid him a lot of money. I wanted to ask you about this theme of loans within the Biden family. I think it was this past October, the Oversight Committee found this $200,000 check that flowed from the now defunct and bankrupt AmeriCorps, found its way to Joe Biden's bank account. You have the numerous quote unquote loans from Hunter Biden's Los Angeles attorney, Kevin Morris, to Hunter Biden that are supposed loans. And these are not, you know, $50, $100, even $5,000. These are huge, hefty loans in the hundreds of thousands oftentimes. Have you found any documentation whatsoever? I know family, it's family, blood is thicker than water, whatever, whatever. If I was loaning money to my family member to the tune of $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, I would make sure that there was some type of documentation of that. Have you guys found anything to substantiate that these were actual loans and not just payouts for using the Biden name?
We haven't had anything that substantiates that. I will say $200,000 is an enormous amount of money to be loaning as a short-term loan to anyone, especially a family member, without any kind of documentation. It's absurd on its face to think that Jim Biden was strapped for cash and not able to make payments for a month or two, and that the loan is $200,000 from his brother. And the question is, where does Joe Biden have the resources? He's been a public servant his entire career. How in the world does he have the money to loan his brother?
Oh, thanks a lot, Amanda, for joining me on this. What a great interview. I learned a lot. We're going to be right back with more things just like this right after the commercial break. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Welcome back, America. Over the last few months, we've talked a lot about how the medical system is changing in America as some of the traditional institutions struggle. Telehealth services across the U.S. are booming, and a substantial number of businesses that have expanded their services in the last few years are beginning to provide patient services that weren't available a few years ago. Whether you get supplements, prescriptions, or medical emergency kits shipped to your door, or even just talk to a doctor online, telehealth is quickly becoming more prevalent in our very busy world. And our next guest tonight is on the front lines of that incredible transition. He's helping to build a parallel economy within the healthcare system. Dr. Peter McCullough is an internist and a cardiologist in practice and also serves as the chief scientific officer for the wellness company. And they happen to be our proud sponsor for tonight's conversation. Dr. McCullough, welcome to the show. It's a great honor to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Sir, you stood firm in the face of a lot of misinformation and bad decisions in the COVID pandemic. I think history has shown you are on the right side of the facts because you stuck to your scientific and medical principles. What are the biggest learnings coming out of the pandemic that Americans and their medical providers need to take from the COVID pandemic?
We should never wait for the government to lead on a medical crisis. Boy, if we've learned anything from testing to early treatment, management in the ambulatory phase, hospital phase, and now vaccines, it's clear we needed independent doctors, I think probably in rotating committees to guide the country through the pandemic. Instead, we ended up with a medical dictator who him and a small group of people grossly misled us. None of them actually saw and examined patients. So now we've presented solutions. I've been a critic, but I've also provided the first leak treatment protocol, the first detoxification protocol, and now the first alternative healthcare company, the wellness company.
Yeah, such a great point.
Dr. McCullough, especially since COVID and the vaccines, there are so many Americans who are so skeptical of, frankly, anything that comes out of big pharma and governmental agencies pertaining to health and medicine. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to hear something that comes from the mouth of a doctor or the mouth of, a government official in health and not believe them immediately. I think that there's probably a better alternative to just striking down everything that they say. And I imagine that has to do with just being prepared, right?
It's true. Being prepared and doing your own research. If a doctor encourages you to do your own research, if a doctor respects, your independent decision making and your medical autonomy, that's really what you want to see. A good litmus test is, did the doctor take one of the COVID vaccines or ultimately push or promote them? And, if a fair answer is, yeah, if the doctor took a vaccine but now realizes the safety data didn't pan out and that they don't think it's wise to do so, they're just being honest with you. We need to see that honesty, by the way, from our presidential candidates and so many in leadership positions. Some doctors like myself, we never took the COVID-19 vaccines. I never saw them as safe or even having the possibility of being effective. But that number is pretty rare. The other thing you want to see is the full breadth of your autonomy being respected, even down to things like vaccines, influenza vaccines, respiratory syncytial virus, vaccination through pregnancy. These are all areas that are being ramped up.
Yeah, that's a great point. Informed consent seemed to have taken a big hit during the pandemic. We were told a lot of things that didn't give us the right to make a good decision. That, you've done a lot to make us a more informed American public and a more informed patient. Telehealth medicine seems to be one of the breakthrough moments that have emerged since the pandemic. More and more services coming from doctors who may be more remote from you, but give better services and give you the chance to have informed consent before you take something. Tell us why you got involved in starting the wellness company.
I was approached by their CEO, Foster Colson, with this innovative idea. It's not just telemedicine, but nutraceuticals and health products, media, education, and very importantly, things that patients can do proactively, like these medical kits. The idea that we're sophisticated now enough that we can self-diagnose a bladder infection, a yeast infection, you know, an obvious skin cellulitis, bronchitis, and have appropriate treatments, a guidebook, even access to telemedicine in a kit. So that way you're not held hostage in the ER urgent care. If you had a medical emergency kit, you could handle almost any minor illness at home and avoid the big cost of, you know, of the face-to-face encounter. This has been a breakthrough, and, you know, I can tell you it's not just telemedicine, but it's the fact that these pharmaceuticals can be provided proactively.
Yeah, that is a breakthrough.
Sir, with respect to future pandemics, because there inevitably will be, after the first strain of COVID, they announced with much fanfare further strains of COVID, and then it was monkey flu or whatever that was. And I know a lot of people, including myself, who every time we heard an announcement of something that could be a pandemic, it was a big eye roll because we just didn't trust them. How do we make that balance? How do we strike that balance between legitimate concerns about pandemics and, you know, people who are really just kind of poo-pooing any of it?
Well, you have to trust your common sense, see what's going on around you. You know, when we were told COVID was going to wipe out every city in America, I was studying this as an epidemiologist. We were told in Dallas that it was going to be a tidal wave, that the Army Corps of Engineers built an Army hospital in the Convention Center in Dallas. We had ventilators, 1,200 beds, IVs, people standing at attention. No patients. Not a single patient was treated at that Army hospital. You can see it was a gross overreaction. So look around you, see what's happening. If it's something serious, it'll become readily apparent, and we should respond to it. We're told to prepare for disease X. It's probably going to be another virus from a bio lab. Peter Daszak at the EcoHealth Alliance is developing these. He's one of the co-conspirators in the creation of SARS-CoV-2. Bill Gates, Gates Foundation, WHO, WEF. These are these organizations that are promoting the development of these worldwide biological threats. We need the leadership to step up and ban these biological labs and gain-of-function research to actually get world security, not promote them.
So I want to follow up on that because I have a great question. After all, we learned about what went on in Wuhan. Why is there such a resistance to take action and to either restrain these biolabs or shut them down, and particularly in dangerous locations?
In my book, Courage to Face COVID-19, we call this a biopharmaceutical complex. It's like a military-industrial complex. The entities that hold the biological threats and hold the countermeasures, the answers like therapeutics and vaccines, they hold power. This is no different than defense contractors with nuclear weaponry and defense systems. So it's really a big power play. And who's in the middle? The people are going to be hurt are going to be the citizenry. So we've really got to step up here. You know, gain-of-function research itself is not outlawed in the United States, just federal funding. Everybody needs to take action on the local level, figure out where these biolabs are, and start to put public pressure on shutting them down.
Yeah, sounds like an important mission.
Sir, sure. I'm concerned that there are still, that there are very few doctors like you out there who are still in practice, who from the beginning were willing to say to their patients, we don't know much about the vaccine. We're going to wait to find out. You know, it's still kind of murky as far as data that we are getting from, you know, about symptoms and side effects and things like that. My concern is that there are many good doctors out there who, after the debacle of COVID, have left practice. Have you found that to be the case?
Some have retired early. You know, many are under some type of pressure from their health system, an effective gag order to not speak the truth. You know, this was almost codified in California law that doctors were gagged about even, you know, giving any information out on COVID-19 or the vaccine. So seek independent doctors, independent practice, seek second opinions. Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, great resource in the United States of independent doctors, typically the ones who graduated top in their class. Those are the ones you're going to want to seek. Only the strongest doctors can really do this now, stand independently, have productive practices, and give their own opinions. Others, listen, you won't see the chief of medicine for the Mayo Clinic, Harvard, or any marquee institution out in the media giving any opinions now. They're scared to death.
Wow, we got to leave it there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more exclusive interviews right here on John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back, America. James Comer and Jim Jordan, the two chairmen overseeing the impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden, announced that they are seeking documents in the bribery conviction of a guy named Patrick Ho. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it's because our next guest has done some of the best reporting anywhere in the country on Patrick Ho. Patrick Ho was a Chinese energy executive convicted of trying to bribe his way into Africa a few years ago, and he was a business partner of Hunter Biden and a legal client. Joining us right now, the reporter who broke that story that drove today's action, my good friend Stephen Richards from Just the News. Stephen, great to have you here.
Good to be with you, John.
So first, let's focus on this. You've done remarkable work on Patrick Ho, whether finding out the connections to concerns about Iran and evading sanctions there, to this really extraordinary bribery scheme that was going on while he was business partners with Hunter Biden. How big a moment is this subpoena request today?
Well, I think it's really important because as you see in the schedule coming up, you have James Biden testifying tomorrow and Hunter Biden next week. And Patrick Ho was really at the center of this CEFC bribery scheme at the United Nations.
Yeah.
This is the same company Hunter was working with. And Hunter was actually paid $1 million to represent Ho to help him find legal representation also in New York.
$1 million just to find him a lawyer. I mean, that's such an unusual fee. And it's so much like the other CFC transactions where so much money comes in, but so little work is really evident for it. There's a moment, I believe, in one of your great stories where Patrick Ho is about to be arrested or has been arrested. And his first call is to James Biden, right? Looking for Hunter, I guess.
Yeah, correct. Uh-huh. So Patrick Ho actually makes the first phone call to James. James claims that it was because he was looking for Hunter.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show how closely intertwined these CEFC officials were with the Biden family, working hand in hand, that they would go immediately to them to get help with legal
when they're getting arrested.
Yes.
They're on the phone with the Bidens. That tells you all you need to know there. All right, so tomorrow's a big day of the remaining witnesses. The two biggest are the ones you just mentioned, James Biden this week, Hunter Biden next week. What do you expect from James Biden tomorrow? Is there any concern he'll take the fifth? We know a lot about this AmeriCorps deal. You've done some good work on that. What are the big questions that we hope to get answered with the James Biden testimony?
Well, I think what the impeachment inquiry, and now it's coming to kind of its climax. We have the first member of the Biden family, Hunter Biden, next week, as I mentioned earlier. And they're really looking at three things: how Joe Biden could have had knowledge or involvement directly with the deals, any financial benefits, or any how they were using the Biden family name for influence. And James Biden, the brother is uniquely positioned to answer all three of those, especially through the AmeriCorps deal, which was a failing hospital company that he worked for. Politico reported this weekend, actually, that James Biden was using his family name and invoking Joe Biden's name to further that deal, and even proposed Joe Biden having a board seat in order to provide a point to run for president later on about healthcare. Yes. Yeah.
And the guy, Joe Biden, said, I was never involved with my family's businesses. Now, I think there'll be a few questions about loans, right? Because James Biden, Joe Biden have allegedly these loans, though there's no documentation that we've seen thus far. Where do you think those questions head?
Well, one loan in particular coming from that failing healthcare company for $200,000, it was sent over to James Biden's account the same day impeachment inquiry investigators found that he sent it directly to Joe Biden's account. So they labeled it as a loan repayment. Now, I'm sure he will be asked about that. What, for example, the loan from his brother was allegedly for.
Yeah.
And then also you have the money coming from CEFC. Some of those were classified as loans, but James Biden was involved with Hunter Biden from the earliest stages.
Yeah.
And previously he testified to the FBI or told the FBI in an interview that he found out about the deal in 2017. Well, recent testimony from Rob Walker indicates that James Biden might have been involved much earlier.
Yeah, to 2015, right, is the first conversations, and backs up Bob Alinsky a little bit, who the Democrats have tried to demonize, but Bob Alinsky's testimony seems to match the facts much better than the Biden's original story, I think, in that. It's really interesting. Got about 45 seconds left. I want to ask one last question. People look at this now, and they say, well, all right, they were shaking down some guys in foreign countries, but in this case, AmeriCorps was a financially almost insolvent company, and they're paying, what, like $600,000 to Biden. Is that going to come up tomorrow? You think the idea that they were preying on this company in such dire straits and then didn't deliver really anything for him, right?
I think that has the potential to be an even more impactful investigation, especially for the American public, because this is an American-based company, North American-based company, that was investing in rural hospitals. And you have them giving out $600,000 to the Biden family and then going bankrupt years later.
It's just unbelievable, remarkable examples. And we were once told this is all a conspiracy theory. Now it's all laying before us because of your great work, Stephen. You've done such remarkable work. And I know you'll be covering the thing tomorrow. It'll be really great. It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple store. It's also in the Android store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon, I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible, you can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP Club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP Club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7.
Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.